There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
See how
you do that. You do so well.
Who do you do? Whatever.
That you do.
Hi, Jennifer Horn is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden and me, Doug Steffen. Help yourself to all of our philosophies, to our understanding of what's going on in the world, issue discussion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's something that may move you into a good place. H.G. Wells, the author.
Yeah.
Wrote, quote, "Your present circumstances don't determine where you can go. They merely determine where you start. Today is the new day."
Even
though there are other things that may be in your way, some people, for whatever the reason, get stuck on the past. And I'm not necessarily suggesting that this is the past. But a lot of people who have had problems with the story from this prep school, St. Paul's Prep School, where the senior, they had a whole thing at this school. Seniors were supposed to go find freshmen and have their way with them. That was the tradition. The tradition at this...
Like their sexual way with them?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And so this story, the verdict... For this kid, where, you know, in essence, what really bothers me is that there's so much of this. Owen LaBrie, not guilty of raping a 15-year-old girl as part of the senior's salute.
Right, this is a New Hampshire story.
Yes, private school in New Hampshire. This, for me anyway... As I thought about it, and I talked to a lot of people about this over the weekend, mostly women, because mostly I have women friends. Certainly Meredith and I had conversations about this, but there are so many reminders to women that the frequently repeated refrain of no means no isn't always true. Why isn't it? Why, when you say no?
Right, and you have stories like this, and then you have the extreme, like at UC Irvine, which is a school in Southern California. During orientation, they actually spent a huge amount of time talking about how you have to ask for consent every few minutes when you're in a sexual encounter with somebody. And that's what we become. We can't get the law, we can't get the system right in cases like this. And so then you force people to the extreme where you've got colleges in during freshman orientation saying, okay, if you're making out with somebody, you have to keep giving consent. You know, I mean, it's like, it's just, it's gotten so crazy.
He got a conviction, this guy, Owen LaBrie, for a Class B felony for using a computer to invite her to a meeting, which she accepted. This is it, you see. You get invited to go somewhere, but you don't know really what you're going for. You're a 15-year-old kid. What do you know?
You go because someone older invited you.
Exactly. Good looking. Oh, he's so handsome. He's charming. He's the senior high president. Whatever it is. So I must be special if he invites me to come to this party. So she said yes to that. So therefore, because of that, he was found not guilty because she consented to come where he invited her, even though she knew nothing about it, nothing about what she was going to. Was it her job to find out what was going on at this place? I find this extraordinarily unfair. That's the mildest word I can use for this. Think about it. Okay, so he was convicted of statutory rape, but only as a misdemeanor because the statute... Like, as it is in most other states in our country, provides for an exception, the Romeo and Juliet provision. If the two are close in age, since the much more serious wrong occurs only when an older man takes advantage of an innocent teenager, like somebody who's in his 40s taking a younger, underage girl, that's worse than somebody who's 18 taking advantage of a 15-year-old. In what world does that exist?
Well, that rule is set up for a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old who are in a romantic relationship so that the 18-year-old doesn't get his or her life ruined for being with their 17-year-old
under this,
spouse.
Under the terms of this law, both of you, Richie and Jennifer, a 16-year-old who uses his computer to communicate with a 15-year-old and then has sex can be tried and found guilty of a felony even if she is the instigator. But because the statute is not gender specific, girls who use computers to send pictures or provocative sexual invitations to their boyfriends could conceivably be charged and possibly be found guilty of a felony, especially if the boy's parents, in an effort to make their son out to not be the bad guy, understand the law. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you're sexually, I mean, it would be like a 40-year-old man sending a picture of his junk to a 15-year-old. So they're saying, hey, girls, it's good for you, too. If you're sending naked pictures, it's, you know, I mean, there's such a double standard.
Right.
Women send naked pictures and it's cool. Men send naked pictures and it's like, whoa, you know, some pervert. So I don't think that part of it is actually wrong. I mean, it should be fair for both sexes, I would imagine.
Well, the other side of this is the girl's family is going to go after, they're going to try to get some kind of financial recompense, either by bringing lawsuits or threatening lawsuits. And then the various girls that were her friend can testify. This guy's not going to come out of this well in terms of money. His family's got a lot of money, so that's what they're going to do. How does that restore the girl's confidence in herself or what she's all about?
Well, I don't think it was, and it was probably not there to begin with. I mean, the sad thing is we've done such a great job as a society sexualizing young women with the culture icons, the people that we look up to, the Kardashians, the Nicki Minajs, the Miley Cyruses of the world. People think they have to behave in a certain way to be cool and be accepted into the culture, and this kind of stuff, it just doesn't do us any favors.
Understand this. This guy was found guilty of statutory rape, but because of the judge's interpretation of the law and using the sort of thing that we're just talking about, age and circumstance, he didn't get much of a sentence, but he could be held liable since the jury found beyond a reasonable doubt that he did have criminal intercourse with this girl. And she didn't, because she wasn't of age, even if she had been, if she had given her consent, it wouldn't have made any difference because she was underage, according to the state law anyway. But think of how we've nuanced this down so that the law is this specific about these things, and it just gets back to the radical nature of the animalistic way of being a male, and maybe in some circumstances a female predator in our society. Because that's all this is. These people are predators. You can't find somebody to date that is okay with you, the two of you together, having some. You have to go out and find somebody and force yourself on them. What is that all about?
Well, in this case, it was a game, right? I mean,
well, it's a charge. Seniors are suggested to go out. And it's a conquest. Go get a girl and have sex with her. That's the deal. And it is not the I have,
but it doesn't say to go out and rape people.
Well, having sex is consensual sex. Certainly, is a lot different than that. Yes,
you know, part of it. I hate to. I don't know. I just think about myself. I would have never been in this situation. I would have never put myself in this situation. My parents would have never let me go into this situation. I just don't.
Right.
Where are their parents? Where is the boy's parents, and where are the girl's parents?
Let's turn this around because you know I like to get both sides of the story, at least follow the train of thought for both sides. So, remember that most campus rapes reported by women upon investigation, not rapes at all. But what happens, colleges, prep schools, these girls, or it's this, at that age, who was thinking about this? I wasn't thinking about this when I was this age. But these girls look for guys who come from good families. And they set them up. There are plenty of examples of that, too. They set them up so that they can charge them with rape and they get money out of them. In some cases, a lot of money.
I don't know about that. You really think so?
I do so. Yes.
I mean, I would think more likely is the girl who goes along with it, consents to it, and then starts having regrets because the parents find out and they say, well, oh, no, I wasn't really, you know, I got taken advantage of.
Right, yeah.
I would think that's more common.
If the girl gets pregnant, I think that's what
happens. Even if they don't, if the family finds out and they say, oh, man, mom, dad, I wasn't, you know, I can imagine that more than trying to steal money from a family at 14 or 15. That seems really calculated.
Putting your daughter out there to do it.
Yeah.
No.
Well, remember the old days when they didn't have co-ed? There was a big move when I was a student to put co-ed schools back together. There were plenty of schools that were all boys, plenty of schools that were all girls. They made them across the lake from each other, that sort of thing, a different part of town. But now everybody that gets they get together makes it so much easier for this sort of thing. It's a very sticky situation, and it's brought a lot of this case at St. Paul's brought a lot of public attention to it, which it well deserves. There needs to be more focus, more attention, more deliberation, more discussion about these sorts of things, because for my money, it's very one-sided, I think, extraordinarily one-sided, and it's not in favor of the girl, although I think that you can find girls that are guilty of what I just suggested. They are few and far between. It just is guys who think they can have their way with girls, and that's pretty outrageous when you get right down to it. I think it is. Don't know what to do. I think more talking about it hopefully makes people more aware of it, and that's my job. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3050.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Steffen Good Day program, we focus on some popular music in some way, shape, or form. A little variety is good. Each hour is a different deal in this hour. It's the five songs that were number one to five during this week in 1989. Starting at number five, Jeff Healey, the Jeff Healey Band, and Angel Eyes. Don't remember this song at all. Does anybody remember this song?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Do you really?
Yep. But I was actually a Healey Band.
Were you?
Yeah, I saw
why?
He was a great blues rock guitar player.
Yeah.
And the blonde guy that played the guitar sitting down in the chair on his lap.
Really?
Oh, he was amazing, yeah.
Huh. So that even intrigues me more then.
Yeah.
All right, so Jeff Healey in the number five position with Angel Eyes, moving to number four for this week in 1989, Gloria Estefan. It's a good pop song. I've always liked her. Wish she'd run for president.
She might. Yeah. Take a lead from Kanye.
Right. Yeah. She and Kanye together would be good. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Don't want to lose you now, Richie. Crank it up. This is a rather strange week of music, isn't it? Yeah, look through the list. All right, get the gist and the drift of the song from this last minute or so. So we move to number three from this week in 89.
Here you go, Jennifer.
The New Kids on the Block. Hanging tough. Hanging tough. Hanging tough. I love rock and roll. How's this different from I Love Rock and Roll?
You know what? I would have never put that together, but there is a little bit of I Love Rock and Roll. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Rich. Right here. See, I didn't think this was typical for New Kids on the Block either.
Oh, this no, this was like their big hit. Well,
really?
Not their biggest, but like probably their second biggest.
Huh. All right, so let's compare and contrast that to the number two song from this week in 1989 by Richard Marx.
Come on, come back to Hanging Tough.
This is Richie and I would be on this the same page with this one. The Sap Fest.
I can't believe believe I'm saying this, but can we get on the Paul Abdul?
Yes.
Number one. Songs of Paula Abdul from this week in 1989. Song good called one. Cold Hearted.
Really?
All right, so we've taken care of things. I think we've taken care of things, okay?
Yeah.
Yes,
what's your favorite?
Of this group?
Of this whole group.
Gloria Estefan.
Yeah, don't do. Really?
Don't lose Jeff Healy. And I wouldn't go out of my way to say it was fabulous.
Jeff Healy. He's the rocker.
Ew, and you what is wrong with you guys?
New Kids on the Block with you, right?
It's either New Kids or Paula Abdul. I mean, come on. There are only two answers here.
What's wrong with us?
So, Doug.
Yeah.
Yes, Rich.
Over the weekend, I took my son and my wife and went with a couple of friends and we saw Van Halen.
Yeah.
By the way, don't waste
your brought your son to a Van Halen concert?
I love Van Halen, yeah.
Yeah, but he likes what, really?
He loves Van Halen. That's rock and roll, baby.
Yeah.
So, save your money. David Lee Roth is just horrible. Don't even go.
Like
the rest of the band is great, but David Lee Roth is horrible.
Yeah.
But the upside to it was Kenny Wayne Shepherd. At the beginning, he was the warm-up.
Yeah.
This guy has been trying. He's 30 years old, been on tour since he was 16, and has stepped into the shoes of Stevie Ray Vaughan. Big shoes.
Really?
The guy's just an amazing guitar player and knows the blues and rock and roll. So your one takeaway from my Van Halen concert is go buy Kenny Wayne Shepherd records.
There you go. Richie says, you do. 20 and after. Good day.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to sherwinwilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual...
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing thing for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with the late Jennifer Horn and the former Rich McFadden.
Aw,
just
that's
have informed me they're going away on a trip together in a couple
together.
Of weeks.
Together.
Yeah, be very yeah. Sweet.
We're going on a romantic rendezvous.
Ah, lovely. All right, let's survey other things that are going on in our country. The court in Tennessee has declared Tennessee's lethal injection process to be A-OK. That is, if you do something bad, like kill somebody in Tennessee, they'll put you to death. It may take a while, but you know those things do. They take a while.
Let's do a firing squad. Really?
Yeah. Well, let's go one step further. Let's find out what they're doing in California, because the death penalty has been appealed there a number of times. And now a judge there says that it's unconstitutional because it's so drawn out and arbitrary.
Yeah, 30 years
punishment.
Usually.
Yeah.
Usually it takes 3 decades or more to execute anyone on death row in the state of California. And so there's a case that's being heard by the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's going to review a Los Angeles federal judge's ruling last year declaring California's dysfunctional death penalty law unconstitutional because of the delays in a state with more than a quarter of the nation's condemned inmates. So
740 people are on death row in California.
750 now. I think maybe we got 10 more.
Yeah,
there are 750 condemned killers at San Quentin, and they've been transformed into the life in prison role instead of, you know, with the tiniest possibility of death. Now, I would think that this isn't necessarily cruel and unusual that you'd actually feel like you won the lottery if you were sentenced to the death penalty and it took 30 years to execute you. I mean, you see someone like the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, who ends up just dying in prison because he's just waiting and waiting and waiting. He should have been dead 20 years ago.
Well, this was on the ballot in 2012, and Californians affirmed the death penalty. Inmates normally wait 3 to 5 years to find even a qualified defense lawyer, and then that's repeated if you pursue an appeal or two or three.
Kamala Harris, who is running for Senate in California for Barbara Boxer's seat, which will be vacated, she has said even though she doesn't like the death penalty, that she thinks the appeals court should reverse the decision because she said that this is misguided, that this isn't cruel and unusual, what I'm saying here, that this is actually a delay because they're reviewing the appeals of death row inmates to make really, really sure that every legal protection is given so that there aren't any mistakes.
So, the biggest mistake is having it in the first place, because it doesn't serve as a deterrent. It's way more expensive than putting people away for life.
If we use it right, it doesn't serve as a deterrent now, because the death penalty is a joke.
It doesn't work now. It doesn't serve as a deterrent for anything. It just is a waste of taxpayer money to the tune of millions and millions and millions of dollars. Come on, let's go.
I can give you an example as to why punishment does work. In the state of California, we had a three strikes law, which meant if you were convicted of, I think, a felony three times, you were put in prison for life. That's how it was supposed to go. Last November, we voted that down. The state of California took away the three strikes law, and crime
thrown in jail for stealing Twinkies three times.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't care if you have two criminal offenses. You should be on the state straight and narrow. If you go out and steal a Twinkie after you've been in prison twice, you deserve to be locked up. You're a career lifetime criminal.
Really?
Give me a break. If you get caught doing something twice, and you go in and steal a Twinkie, you know what? Throw away the key. You're an idiot. I can't believe you, of all people, Dougie. This is something, I mean, this is the victim mentality at its greatest. I've been in jail only two times before. Oh, I'm going to go out and just take whatever I want. To hell with you, brother. You're in jail for the rest of your life. California.
Steal the drinking and go away for life.
Right.
The state of California went soft, like you both. And so now the crime in California has risen, I think, 14% since November. Crime is up across the state. Why? Because, hey, why not? You know, I mean, at least it was people like smart criminals wouldn't commit the third crime. Now they don't care.
Yep. All right, so let's do one more Californian. This is the story.
Murders are up in D.C. too.
Of the Candyman, the doctor who was convicted of prescribing highly addictive drugs for money and sex. Federal jury in Santa Barbara on Friday convicted he's 82-year-old doctor of illegally prescribing powerful painkillers, caused at least 20 deaths. Dr. Julio Diaz, known by his patients as the Candyman, found guilty of 79 charges related to the prescription of drugs, including oxycodone, fentanyl. He was not charged with
any. Another one I'd put in jail for Horn Island. Just throw away the key.
Throw away the key. He showed no emotion as the last of the verdicts were read in the courtroom. He had said previously that he was responsible, but only to a certain degree. I do feel responsible. I was the one providing medication. Perhaps there were some hints that I should have known they were going to overdose. But anyway, look at the L.A. Times story there today, Jen. Investigators say two female patients told hospital staff they and their friends traded sex for drugs provided by Dr. Diaz in that suite. During the trial, he testified he was tricked by patients who lied to get the drugs. The patients who had sex with him, he was apparently a victim of that.
Oh, poor fella.
Right, exactly. He was arrested in 2012. It's taken him this long to get to justice. So it's the same thing. He had 400, between January 2 2009 and December 2010, doctors counted more than 400 emergency room visits from his patients. How's that? There you go. Welcome in. California! Oh! All right. So let's follow this up with the latest craze in California. New wedding trend popping up. Open weed bars. But California doesn't have...
Just get me out of here.
People, you
please, just get me out of here.
No. You'll never leave. You'll stay. You don't care if you get a $1,000 water bill. You don't care if you're paying $6 a gallon for gas.
Weed
you don't
weddings.
Care if people are getting high when they're getting married. You will stay. Your
weed weddings have gone... They're actually quite lucrative. If you go to canabride.com, canabride.com and loveandmarriage.com, let's see here. You can find everything from 420 Focus caterers to...
420. It's the pot. It's
yeah,
the pot.
Get it. 420.
Oh.
Not 420.
No. 420. Shows you what I know about this stuff.
Come on, Doug.
What does that mean? What, tell me that.
That's the day of...
The cannabis. Day and the time, because, you know, apparently pot smokers need a certain time to smoke pot, right. And it's at 420. And then April 20th has become National Pot Smoking Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
420, of course, stoners aren't up at 420 in the morning. Huh. Hey, you want to hear the ultimate hypocrisy about the state of California related
now
to pot? What?
Sure.
This is great. So the state of California wants to legalize marijuana. It's probably going to be on the ballot for the next election, right? And it will pass, and will be a nice state like Colorado and like and like Washington. But now, this last week, like 2 days ago, there was a story out that they want to raise the smoking age to 21. So we're going to legalize pot. That's all good, but the smoking age is going to be raised from 18 to 21. What?
Politicians are such
hypocrites,
man.
Either we're smoking and we're just smoking, or we're not. And
you are smoking.
I mean, come on.
Smoking hot.
Tobacco
Jennifer Horn.
Bad, marijuana good.
Yeah, and I guarantee you it'll be on the ballot on the same time. It'll be two propositions right next to each other. I bet you anything. You watch.
All right. You got that, folks? Got it? That's Jennifer Horn, an important part of the conjugal thinking here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, where it's 43 minutes past the hour.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
All right, so here we are, 14 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a reminder about how swell it is that you're on to the Superbeat program. Ah, what do you mean? You're not on Superbeats yet? Superbeats, the non-GMO beets, ground up 3 beets in each teaspoon of powder that you put into the water and drink it. And boy, does it do something else to your system. So many professional athletes are onto this. Olympic athletes are onto this. So many friends of mine are onto it. So many people listening to this program are onto it. Millions of people are seeing the benefits of Beats, Super Beats. What a great system. Get the nitric oxide that you need to expand your arteries so that your blood pressure comes down. You keep it where it's supposed to be, or you get it where it's supposed to be. That's one of the three benefits of getting onto this. Energy galore. My heavens, do you get energy. And there's another product that goes with Super Beats called Neo 40. Neo 40 is encapsulation of the Super Beats product. Tastes good. Chew it up. Immediately goes into your system. Takes effect right away. Gives you all kinds of energy. And courage. I was thinking about that, Rizzy. Gives you energy and courage.
Well, you feel good.
Yeah.
And when you feel good, you feel confident.
Better than regular beets. Better than regular beet juice. You see, this stuff is the craze now. You see these bottles of beet juice all over the stores and lots of beet products all over the stores because people realize this is the way. We've opened up the secret. This is the way to get more blood into your muscles, into your brain, into your body, from your organs up and down. It's every corner of your body is going to be better off because you're onto Super Beats. So take the challenge, get on board, take the Neo 40 product, for example. Buy a couple of boxes of that. You'll get a free bottle, a free canister of Super Beats, and get all kinds of other things too. Neo 40, Super Beats together. Tested, patented, they work. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. That's 800-655-4183. Accept no substitutes. There's nothing like Super Beats, believe me. 800-655-4183 for all the deals or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
49 past the hour on the Good Day program. Researchers made an interesting find this weekend when your father was in Hawaii, Jennifer. I wonder if he was out there. They found a naval tanker that sunk off the coast of Hawaii as World War II began. It was only in 80 feet of water. Been there for 60 years.
And no one
knew
it was there.
No.
Isn't that funny? That's crazy. It makes you wonder what else is down there.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Off of the coast of Mission San Miguel. During 19...
It's even my dad's name, Miguel, in Spanish.
Yes, right, exactly. The crew was able to escape. The ship went down, and they never could put their finger on where it was. It was really, really strange. Anyway, I sort of get a kick out of these sorts of things when you find them, because now, with the technology being where it is, you'll be able to see everything that's left of that ship, whatever was in it. whatever things have grown up, but only 80 feet of water. Reminds me of the story of my great uncle's submarine, the man for whom I was named, Dudley Walker Morton. His ship, the Wahoo, responsible for sinking more Japanese tonnage in the first half of World War II than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet. They went down in 200 feet of water, and nobody found it. The Russians knew where it was, but they didn't tell the Americans till 1984 there was this ship in 200 feet of water. And they just left it there. The family decided, it was up to the family to decide whether they wanted to bring it up or not. And my cousin, Dougie, who was his son, said, nope, we'll leave it there. And I thought it was interesting. 51 after the hour.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
All right, 53 past the hour brings us around to sunshine and Tech Talk time on Good Day. We'll be bringing you Kim Garrison with some ideas that will help you if you want to be brushing your teeth better at this moment. This information will help you save your teeth, your gums, your smile, your breath. Technology, yes. What are we going to do that technologically can do all of those things? Wouldn't you like to know? You'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Happy to have Kim Garrison with us again today, who was responsible a week ago for informing you that unroll.me is the way to unsubscribe to a lot of things that you don't want. And from that point, it's been up, up, up and away. away, because then, if that, as if that wasn't enough to justify his existence and appearance here, next he told us about ad blocking. Go to adblock.com for YouTube, for any of the things that pop up on your screen when you're looking for things and you're just tired of those ads. Hit that linga, and you're done. Then we learned about Amazon Echo. Echo. Okay, so anyway, now you think there's something he can present to us that's even better and more stunning informationally? Yes, boys and girls, if you're brushing your teeth at the moment, you better listen to this from Kim.
So the Oral-B Bluetooth toothbrush. When I first read about this, I thought, that's really dumb. Why do you need a Bluetooth toothbrush? But then the more I read, I realized I'm a real lazy, lazy brusher.
Are you?
What does the dentist say? You know, 30 seconds, a minute, something like that?
At least a minute, yeah.
Yeah, so the Bluetooth toothbrush, you put an app on your phone.
Good God, listen to that. Wait a minute, hold on, just a second. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, stop whatever you're doing. Anybody who's doing anything else, stop right now and listen to this. This will knock this. I'm looking at this stuff. Kenny's read this through already. You don't believe it? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, put an app on your phone, program it for a minute, even accelerating, decelerating speeds. Mm-hmm. Push a button on your toothbrush, and your app talks to your toothbrush to make sure you brush for a minute. And even crazier, take your phone to next time you visit the dentist and have your dentist program your toothbrush for you. So your dentist can guilt you into brushing for a minute.
Who knew we needed that?
Oh, I know God. What the proctologist could do with this kind of an app.
Don't get confused.
Yeah. $149 for that puppy. All right, so Bluetooth app for your brush. Man. All right. People will be talking about that through the best part of the day. All right. Let's see here. Keys in the morning after you brush your teeth, have your breakfast ready to go. You can't find your keys. What do you do?
Where are they? So $29, the ProTag sensor goes on your key ring, another app on your smartphone. Can't find your keys. Push the button on your smartphone. The keys beep. Or you can't find your damn phone. Push the button on the sensor and your phone beeps.
How do you live without this stuff?
What do we do before that?
How do you live?
We had 15 sets of keys is how we did it.
Without this stuff. All right, you got one more beauty for us too, right?
So battery backup for your smartphone. You know, most of them are big and clunky. Mm. The Flux Mop, it's the size of a D battery, that little square battery. And it also charges your phone in the wall. And then with a little square Flux Mob charger, $41, you're carrying around a backup battery for your smartphone.
He's a smart guy, isn't he? Kim Gerritsen, you got three things to take with you today. Never mind, Apple expecting to unveil a new iPhone on September 9th. How about this stuff practical today? Kim, you're our hero. Thanks for being here on Good Day 59 after the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.